welcome to Season 2, Episode 5 of the Fire Emblem Podcast. I am Shu, and with me, as always, is Blazer. How you doing, Blazer?
Doing alright. How about you, Shu?
I am pretty good. I'm pretty good right now. Except I'm going to be feeling a lot better because we are recording the Fire Emblem Podcast. Stellar, we got a great topic for you guys today. We are talking about the Game Boy era of Fire Emblem, specifically. We're going to put those three games under a lens.
Wait, hold tonight. On. Fire Emblem came out for the Game Boy? this is news to me.
Oh, really now? Really?
Where have I been all these years?
No, not only did they come out with games on the Game Boy, they came out with three. And in addition to that, some people, I think, consider that to be the golden era of Fire Emblem.
Oh, I was actually being a legitimate asshole there. I guess you didn't realize. So, technically, it's for the Game Boy Advance, right? So, in the Game Boy Color were different systems.
It's true. Let's clarify. They were all on the Game Boy Advance, I guess.
Personally, I only ever had the SP.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I had a Game Boy Color and an SP, but I never had the regular Advance.
Oh, exact same here.
What's up with that? I don't even know how that happened. I got the SP.
What do they call it?
Like
the Game Boy, like fat? Like, what do they call, like, the original or whatever?
The original one's just called the Game Boy. I guess I should clarify. Once again, what I had was the Game Boy Color, and then not the original big gray one with that, you know, was on all in black. All the games were in black and white.
Right.
I had a lime green Game Boy Color. It was fantastic.
Wait, seriously? Yeah. I swear I had the same color.
I think that was actually a pretty popular color. What color was your SP?
I'm pretty sure my SP was some kind of red. It was like a flame red or something.
Okay. Mine was dark blue. But my sister had the red one. My brother had a Pikachu SP. Yeah.
Pikachu's legit.
No, he's cool. No, he sold it, and I'm like, Luke, that's a collector's item. I don't know. He's dumb.
They still make a lot of special edition Pikachu consoles even now.
Pikachu is a big deal. I think Pikachu is has the title for video game character on the most video game consoles.
I'd personally like to see a new Pokemon Stadium. Not like the Battle Colosseum or whatever, but like an actual like Pokemon Stadium remake for the Wii U or something like that.
I think that'd be cool. I think that they could do a lot with that series. I remember in Pokemon Stadium 2 when they had like the all the mini games and stuff.
Well, no, that's the thing. I don't remember. That's why I want to
remember. Oh, okay.
That's exactly why I want a new one, so I can be like, dude, I totally remember that back in like 1998 when I first played it for the N64 or whatever.
But you never played it. It's just the rules. That's what it is.
Remember my favorite game was the Jigglypuff game in the original Pokemon Stadium. The one where you do like the different arrows or whatever. Oh. And the Lickitung game. I don't know why, but I love the Lickitung game.
I like the one where you had to spy all the Pokemon and stuff. They were walking across the street or something. Yeah, that was
a thing? Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, well, you know. It was like a lamer version of Mario Party. Anyway, we got way off topic, immediately off the rails. We haven't even talked about Fire Emblem yet, and we're like, 5 minutes into this thing?
Shit.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, well, we've got time.
It's true. That just means we'll have to go a little bit longer, maybe. We'll see. No problem. The Game Boy era of Fire Emblem. Like I said before, I think a lot of people consider the Game Boy era to be I think of all the people that didn't play the ones that didn't get released overseas, like that excludes the NES and SNES eras, out of those people, like if you just played the games that were released in America, then I think that there's a good chance that you like the Game Boy ones the most. And I think the reason for that is because it was probably everybody's like, that was when most of the current fans got, I mean, first started playing those games, probably Fire Emblem 7 or Fire Emblem 8. Those are the two big starter games, it seems like. You know what I mean?
I definitely agree with that. Especially in terms of bringing it over to the West, everyone wanted to figure out, like, where the hell did Roy and Marth come from? Yep, and we kind of exactly discussed this before, but, like, people were like, oh, it's like, game called Fire Emblem. And then they saw Eliwood, and he was like, well, he's got red hair. Does he have something to do with Roy? And then, like, and then that was, like, the whole meme where it's like, is Roy or Marth in this game?
No, yeah, exactly, exactly. It's, I mean, like you said, we talked about this before. But, yeah, like, what's your favorite game? I mean, Game Boy Fire Emblem.
That's tough. Despite all the hate towards FE8, I really did enjoy it. Sure, it was easy, but I don't mind easy games as long as they're still somewhat fun. I felt like as long as I didn't abuse the Tower of Valny, it wasn't like so easy where like I could literally do whatever the hell I wanted. Like I still felt like I was having fun. And it did end in some cool things, you know, adding in new classes, branch promotions, whatever.
Oh yeah.
But I think FE7 takes the cake for me because it was longer, the game was a little bit more challenging, it had slightly more interesting characters, and I guess I am biased, it was my first game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was definitely, FE7 was flawed too, and it was like a really simple Fire Emblem game. Of course, I didn't realize it because it was my first one, so I was just like enthralled by like all the basic elements of the game. But I still enjoyed it quite a bit. That hasn't changed even throughout the years.
Yeah, I'm gonna mention the game that you didn't even mention. I'm going to go with Fire Emblem 6, the one that was not released in America, the one that actually had a Roy in it.
Well, see, I...
See, one of the reasons that I like that one, I guess, is that, it was the first game that I emulated, you know? And I went through the process of, like, you know, learning how to track down, like, a translation patch and patching it, getting, I mean, using all the right programs, figuring out all that stuff. And then
fun times.
When I finally got to play it, it was like, oh my god, it's this Japanese game, but now it's in English, and it's great, and it's fantastic, and it's Roy! And, because, I mean, Roy was my favorite character in Melee. So, I mean, that was a huge drawing point.
Roy's
so I was.
Boy.
He is our boy. It's true. It's fantastic. And then, I mean, there is that one guy, Dick, who's a swordsman. He looks a little bit like Zoro. I don't know if you guys know this, but Blazer and myself are both pretty avid One Piece fans.
I'm definitely like 10 times more avid than Shu.
He keeps up with it a little bit more than I do.
That's not exactly fair. I'm just a lot more passionate. She's a little bit more reserved. You could do that, right?
I'm lazy. See, the reason I don't like reading it on... I don't know why, but I don't like reading it on my computer. I like to read it on my tablet. My tablet just wasn't charged for about 8 months straight. So, it was dead. It was dead for that long. So I actually recently charged it in the interest of... starting to read all those chapters.
What do you do with it all the time? That it's like, do you literally just didn't charge it, or do you just like look up porn on it every night so it never has enough battery when you wake up?
No, that's not at all how it works. It just it ran out of battery one time because it still loses its charge when you're not using it, very slowly. But if I stop using it for a prolonged period of time, like if I charge it once and then I read a chapter of One Piece, and then it's over, and I turn it off, and I don't turn it on again until the next, chapter comes out, eventually it's going to lose its charge. And when it does lose its charge, it takes, like, you think an iPhone takes a long time to charge when you plug it in? An iPad takes even longer. So, like, I'm like, I don't really want to charge this. I don't care anymore. So... I'm so lazy that I just never got around to it until 2 days ago. So, yeah.
That's, like, the worst reason not to read One Piece.
Oh, ever.
I'm sorry. Not, there are probably worse reasons, but that's probably, like, a 7 or 8 out of 10.
I'm not saying it's, like, admirable that I'm that lazy, okay? I'm just saying that's the case. That's true. That's the truth.
Great. I accept it. what more can I say?
Well, I don't know. But yeah.
So Deke. All right, looks like Zoro. What else?
Deke, right. What else? I really liked Zafiel as an antagonist for whatever reason. Maybe it was just his class, but he had a really cool popped collar, and it was actually kind of freaky. Do you remember that full graphic at the end of Fire Emblem 7, was it?
Yeah.
With the where he goes, gets that creepy look on his face. It's really freaky, dude.
Dude, I really love the cutscene images in FE7. Like, because you couldn't really include, like, animated scenes at that point.
Not.
Especially for a handheld game, it was, like, unheard of. But I still, like, enjoyed them because, like, you got to see, like, the characters in their, like, full body and whatever. And I don't know, it just made things seem, like, a little bit more interesting here and there. FE8 didn't have any of those until the end of the game, and neither did FE6. FE8, like, threw some in the credits, and I was like, oh, that's cool. You got to, like, look back on it. But, like, the cutscenes weren't as interesting in FE8 compared to FE7, at least for me.
No, it's true. Well, I mean, I think FE7 in general maybe had probably a little bit stronger plot than FE8, so that in turn, the cutscenes in FE7 are going to be more interesting. And like you said, they were sprinkled out along the game a lot more. You know what I mean? So yeah. I saw them more often. So, I mean, I hardly even think of the little graphic things in Fire Emblem 8. And I can picture every one of them from Fire Emblem 7 very vividly. You know what I'm saying?
I can too, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
Being a hacker and all, I may have seen him a few times when going through the game.
Probably from time to time. Maybe once or twice. So, do you agree with the sentiment that it is the golden age of Fire Emblem? So I know that there are some people that will throw that term around on the in the community. Not going to name any names, but just saying.
That really depends on who you are and how long you've been into Fire Emblem. And right. I know that's not the answer you want to hear, because that's that's totally kind of like a back-away, cowardly answer. Yeah. I'm not really answering the question, right? No. But if you're one of those people who played FE4 and FE5 and who are in love with it, it's like, oh, that was the golden age because it had the best story, it had all the skills, and
well,
it was
true.
For SNES, and it was in Japanese, and I don't know. Like, people just like fangasm over those games. And I'm not saying that's bad, but I'm saying there is like a small minority of people who are like really, really passionate about those games. I'm actually like amazed sometimes by how passionate they are. But from my perspective, yeah, I would, because in terms of the animations, I thought they had some of the more interesting animations that really brought people in. Usually when I talk to people about Fire Emblem, like one of the coolest things I always thought of was like, oh yeah, the animations, they're like so flashy. And like usually when people try to do hacking, whenever they see a hack, they're like always impressed by like custom animations, even if it like sucks ass. Like, even if it's just, like, somebody, like, teleporting across the map and, like, using, like, generic slash attacks, they're like, oh my god, it's, like, a new Swordmaster class. It's so cool. Like, it's so easy to impress people with custom animations. And I'm not saying the rest of the game's animations were bad, but, like, take Shadow Dragon's animations. Ooh. Those are really stale in comparison. You couldn't even differentiate between the criticals and the normal attacks.
Yeah, they were, like, watered-down versions of the GBA animations. And I mean, mm-hmm. like, yeah. No, because, I mean, they were similar style. Like, they both had their regular pose, and then they ran over, and they did their attack, and then they moved back. And, it was kind of like the same formula as the GBA animations, but they were just so much worse.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
You want to watch them.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the thing, because you mentioned there's people that think, like, the SNES games are the best games in the series. I'm one of those people, but even I will say that the GBA animations are some of the best in the series. I say that they are better than the ones in the new Shadow Dragon, of course. They're better than the ones from Fire Emblem 9, and probably not better than the ones in Fire Emblem 10, but they're better than the ones in Fire Emblem Awakening. Because Awakening, they had some okay animations, but they weren't, I mean, if they're not better than the ones in Radiant Dawn.
Yeah, here's the thing with Awakening. Awakening had some cool animations, but unlike FE10 with the skills, the skill animations were just like normal attacks, but like with special cutters and whatever.
Exactly.
Because you can have like almost any skill, so they kind of gave up on like the whole like, oh, like a sword master has like a really cool Astra animation. They just made it like, oh, five consecutive attacks in a row. And like that was okay, and it was still kind of cool. But it definitely wasn't as interesting as some of the others. The problem I had with FE10 was that the animations are definitely cool, and I would say they were quality to some extent. But like the skill animations, I never saw half of them outside of a video.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but like I only played FE10 twice, and like Aether only activated like two or three times in the whole game for me. maybe I just have terrible luck. Astra only activated like twice in the whole game for me. So like all these like epic skills, like I hardly ever saw them. So I didn't have as much chance to be impressed. Another thing that really sucked was that whenever they would activate, I'd have the animations off, so I wouldn't even see it.
Yeah, I think you. I'm gonna be honest. I think you might just be getting unlucky. I mean, correct me. I mean, anybody listening can be like, "Shoo, you're full of shit." This is how it is. But I remember them activating quite a bit. Not enough to make me want to play the game over and over and over. But I mean, because like you, I only played it like twice, probably 1.5 times. I'll be honest. But yeah.
FE10 had that thing going for it where the second playthrough you can unlock Peleus, however you want to say his name, and Lehran, whatever you want to say his name. That was like the second playthrough only, right? So I did that to see how that was. It was okay. It wasn't really worth it, I guess, but
that's actually kind of a cool feature. I like that better than the whole thing that they did with the GBA games. This is where you had to beat the game 12 times and you play as one of the 8 heroes. Something dumb like
how many times did you have to beat FE6's trial maps or whatever to get like Zephiel, like 20 times or something?
I don't know. Let me look that up.
That was some of the most ridiculous.
Do you know anybody who even did that?
No.
No, I didn't do it.
I'm one of the most avid Fire Emblem fans I know. Not even Seraph would do that. And Seraph is she's pretty dedicated when it comes to certain things. Like Seraph has caught like all the Pokemon in like the past like 5 generations or something ridiculous like that. He'll correct me, but yeah, I don't even think Seraph beat the game 20 times.
Yeah, no, you have to beat, in order to get Zephiel, you have to beat the game 7 times. And to get Guinevere, you have to beat the game 9 times. Right. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Beat the game once and you get Narshan. Like, anybody wants to play as Narshan. It's like a lamer version. What?
Wasn't Narshan actually a guy?
Yeah, no, he was like the one dude. He kind of had a little bit flowy hair. He was a dragon master.
Yeah. I thought he was a girl for like half the game.
He was like a lamer version of Walter.
What a joke.
Yeah, no, for sure. Hector in that game looked ridiculous. I've always thought so. He's blue Santa Claus.
I'm glad he got a remake of sorts in the prequel that came after.
Yeah, he's cool and whatever. What's it called?
Whatever.
Blazing Sword.
What do you mean?
Blazing Sword. I've never liked that name. I don't know why. Never liked it.
The official title is just Fire Emblem, right? But for Steel Sword or FE6, Binding Blade or something?
Sword of Seals or Binding Blade, whatever.
Yeah. So, like, fans translated as either Sword of Seals or Sealed Sword, because, like, the Japanese name was Fuin no Tsurugi, which translates, like, the Sword of Seals, like directly. But then they like localized it in like Smash or something is the Binding Blade. I think something like that happened.
The Binding Blade is probably the best name. Yeah, Sword of Seals, honestly, that makes less sense. Like Sword of Seals, what does that mean? Like, I'm expecting a bunch of seals to be engraved on, like, the hilt of Roy's sword. That's dumb. Like, but it actually is a sealed sword, right? In the game or something?
Yeah. I don't remember exactly the relevance of the sword. Now that I know it was, like, Hartmut's sword or something, but now that I think about it, I don't remember the exact relevance.
Right.
It's been forever since I played FE6.
So, wait. Maybe I'm just being a total Fire Emblem newbie here, but something I always wondered, like, why didn't Fire Emblem 7 just go get the sealed sword? I mean, instead, they were messing around with
Durandal.
Which you can get in Fire Emblem, sealed sword. You can just pick it up.
And then Ellie Wood got that kick-ass animation for using Durandal that was, like, it felt kind of weird because, like, it didn't really fit Ellie Wood to be that cool, but you kind of had to admit, as much as no one likes Ellie Wood, that his horse animation was pretty badass, given he was on a horse.
Yep.
Like he does kind of like zoom across like the field like unrealistically, with that huge ass sword, no less. Like that is a big fucking sword.
Yeah. No, I think another reason.
Wait, hold on. I gotta interject here. what about Armadz? We totally passed over this, alright?
Armadz,
the lightning axe, has absolutely nothing to do with lightning.
Yep.
Like I swear to God, when I first used the axe, I thought Hector was gonna like create like a lightning storm and like beat the shit out of like whatever he was saying. Nothing happened. I was so disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why is it called Lightning Sword? Is that just a bad translation, or is that true? The concept... Okay, so, look... What's the concept art from Armadz in Awakening? It looks like a scythe. Doesn't even look like an axe.
Awakening, like, kind of, like, messed that up.
Awakening had a lot of interesting art choices.
Especially in the DLC.
Yeah, I know. Why is it called the lightning blade, or the lightning axe, or whatever? Jeez.
I don't know. It's something we have to. I'm looking at
the page right now. It's called the thunder axe. It increases the user's defense by 5.
Thunder defense. I'm not seeing any correlation here.
Nope, neither am I. Maybe Durbin was a big. He had the dumbest portrait. Look like a generic bandit. He was the first bandit.
Yeah, that was
fun. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. So I'm gonna ask you, what do you think? How do you think the Game Boy games compare to the rest of the ones in the series? Like, are they generally are they better, or generally are they not better?
If I could say, I'd say they should go something closer to either like FE5's or Awakening's mechanics. I think FE5 and Awakening had some really good mechanics. Awakening was really unbalanced, but like I think it also brought a lot to the table. Whereas FE7 and the other GBA games, FE6, FE8, they took out skills, they took out like some other features. But I think in terms of the plot and the support writing and some other aspects, they had some of the most fun gameplay. Despite that, they were just fun games in general. So I would say they were slightly better than most of the games, and maybe on par with Awakening. The general consensus of Awakening. Not I'm not talking about the minority that like freaking hates Awakening and like almost wish it didn't exist.
Yeah, those guys are freaks.
Well, there. I mean, we might lose a couple subscribers. After
yeah, who cares?
Yeah, they're freaks anyway. They don't care. No, I'm kidding. You love guys. Mean,
well, okay, maybe a little bit.
A little, just a little.
But I mean, that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't say that the Game Boy games are my absolute favorite in the series, even though Fire Emblem 6 does have a soft spot in my heart because of Roy.
Boy,
I mean, it's not my favorite era, but it is definitely the, like if people are just wanting to get interested in Fire Emblem, I guess before Awakening came out, I would definitely say, hey, stick with Fire Emblem 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
That's your starting point. But at this point, I would say, you know, just play Awakening. Because, I mean, at that point, if you're a big plot dude, you're just going to be, you're going to be like, well, man, the plot is all right, but the gameplay is fantastic in Awakening. Then you can show them the other games, and they can, you can be like, man, just the plot is so much better.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I would agree in a way. No, actually, I wouldn't agree. What am I saying? No, Chu, you're totally wrong. Okay?
No, I'm not.
Hold on. You are absolutely wrong. Obviously, everyone should recommend Fire Emblem 11 Shadow Dragon because it's a remake of the first game in the series. And you got to know how Marth started out beating Medius. It's like, it's got a really dramatic and epic story. It's a great remake of the original, really innovative, you know, awesome animations. I was lying before. Everything I said bad about it was really just a lie. It's actually my favorite game. I would suggest it to everyone as a great starting place. Buy it $9.99 on
Amazon. Fire Emblem 11. I'm serious. Mystery of the Emblem. It used to be my favorite Fire Emblem game, and I still really like it. It had really good music.
I would actually rather suggest FE1 than FE11.
Ugh. Dude, I've put more hours into Fire Emblem 2 than I've put into Fire Emblem 11. That is actually a really good game. We should talk about that in a future episode.
Oh, yeah, Fire for sure. 2. I need to brush up on my...
So do I. I really want to talk about that. It's a good game. So, if you're interested in playing Fire Emblem 2, there is a patch out for it. I think it's fully translated, right? Am I right, or am I completely wrong?
I think so. If not, it's one of those that's like 97.5%.
It's like almost complete. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's like you can tolerate it.
Definitely. It's a very, very complete translation. So go track it down. It's actually... Hold on.
I know the exact link, all right? Watch, you guys are about to be amazed, all right?
Oh, wow.
www.fbshrine.net/hacking/ oh shit, what is it? Fuck. trans.html trans.html. I think I'm like pretty sure that's it. If not, just Google it. Literally just Google Fire Emblem. It's like the first link. You can find all the translation patches there, but go try Gaiden, because that way when we talk about it, you'll actually know what the hell we're talking about.
Oh yeah.
That's always a good thing.
It's always good to understand the Grandmaster's shoe and blazer when they're talking about Fire Emblem. You want to be in the loop. That's the thing. You don't want to like sound like a complete idiot. Be like, man, these guys are so smart, but I don't know what they're talking about. Because you know that's what everybody's thinking, right?
Oh, absolutely, dude. You know, we're like the scholars of, you know, Fire Emblem and everything.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's no doubt about that, man. Let me tell you. Serious. Also, for that, yeah, it's hacking.trans.html. You are right. And let's see that. Yep, the completion rate on what you put down, Blazer, for the Fire Emblem 2 English translation is complete and epic translation. Hit the download link. It will take you to the romhacking.net patch.
I probably did that. So just to make sure it's never outdated, I sometimes do that. I'll just link to another site. But yeah. That's cool. All right. I think we should wrap it up here, Shu, because
I think you're right.
Get frostbite otherwise, and I'd really rather not get frostbite in this negative 20-degree weather.
It's not good. It's cold in Cleveland.
It is absolutely freezing. I'm also in my car, and I have the car off, and there's no heat, and my hand is like an ice cube.
What, you didn't start a fire?
No,
you should have done.
Well, see, if I kept my car on and I turned on the heat, then you guys would hear it for like 20 minutes straight, and that
right. Well,
see. Now you guys have a little bit of insight what we have to do to get this done, because someone doesn't want to do it over the weekend. Like
okay.
I told him,
I didn't not want to. I just had other things going on. Okay, don't
right, guys,
me
everyone just give shoot tons of shit. All right, don't listen to any of his excuses.
Yeah, great, sure. All right. See you later, guys.
Peace.